And this morning, we're excited to welcome into the KRDO News Radio studio, Toby Blanchard from the Colorado Springs Office of Emergency Management. Hello, Toby.
Hello. Good morning.
It's great to see you this morning. And we have the Office of Emergency Management on once a month because, of course, you need to be prepared.
Yes.
And we talk about being prepared.
Yes, we do. We talk about it a lot.
But do people actually get prepared?
No, for some reason, people tend to just not put together their preparedness kits for their home and their car. And so we will continue to encourage people to do that.
And that's why this, I think, is a great idea for getting prepared. And it's a great gift idea, right? Helping somebody become prepared.
Yes. So gift giving is on the minds of many this time of year. So we would like to offer some gift suggestions for your friends and family members who might not be prepared for emergencies. We all know people, including ourselves, that should have an emergency care kit.
Right.
But they just haven't gotten one for some reason.
And when we talk about emergency care kits, we're talking about for the home, right?
Yes.
For the vehicle, maybe for a four-legged family member. So they're completely customizable, right?
They are. A traditional home kit can include things like flashlights and food and water and first aid kits. But for fun, I've seen people add things like special instant coffee packets or chocolate, because for their loved ones, that's the essential emergency need.
Chocolate is an essential need for me. I don't know about you, Mike, but chocolate
good.
Is right up there.
And then for emergency car kits, you know, they oftentimes include things like jumper cables, flares, and a shovel. But adding simple things like emergency blankets, their favorite energy bars or rain ponchos, I've even seen people add things like cards or fancy print duct tape, because if you're going to use duct tape, it might as well be fancy.
Right. And it's, I think duct tape is pretty much on everybody's list as a must have, right?
Yes.
And then what about kits, customizing kits? Because we know we all have four-legged family members. I know Mike and I do. Do you as well, Toby?
I do. So for your friends and family members that are animal lovers, a pet disaster kit's going to include things like extra food. But you could include a fancy leash or decorated water and food dishes and some pet toys. If they happen to be a cat owner, placing that kit in an empty container that can also serve as a litter box is really helpful.
Oh, that's a good idea. I didn't think of that. And it's a great gift idea, Mike, customizing an emergency preparedness kit.
Yeah, so if you're getting ready to buy for somebody and you're not quite sure, maybe this person you think has everything, maybe they don't have their emergency preparedness kit.
Right.
If they have children, you could throw in things like an activity book, a special stuffed animal, anything that's going to help keep the kids distracted. And if your loved one has special dietary needs, you can include things, those food items that work for them.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah, so they're not stuck without their
need.
Right. Mm-hmm. And another thing I would think, Toby, would be a great thing is like maybe if they have special medication or something, like a case to put in there for they can carry their special medication.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And of course, we see emergency kits in several different things, plastic tubs and other things to carry their emergency kits, right?
Yes, you can throw them into a plastic tub or a backpack. That makes everything in one location and easy to grab if they need to grab it and leave quickly.
That's such a great idea. And also, let's talk, and I know that you're on your website, you have all this information, right, on good ideas for emergency kits.
That's correct. If you want more information on emergency kit checklists, if you need a little bit of help thinking through that, or just information on winter preparedness, you can find that on our website, csready.org.
And also, while we have you here, Toby, let's talk about holiday travel season. And we know we've seen it in our area before, and even like we're talking this morning out in the Falcon area, it's extremely slick. What are some great recommendations in being prepared for that?
So a lot of people tend to hit the roads around the holidays, and during the winter season, it's even more important to remain weather aware. So take a few minutes to review those weather forecasts and road conditions along your planned route, and then packing enough food and water and supplies so that if your vehicle gets unexpectedly stuck,
right,
you have enough on hand to keep everyone in the car safe until help arrives. If you do get stuck in a snowstorm, it's really important to keep your tailpipe clear to prevent exhaust backup. So running that engine every 10 minutes to keep warm and then leaving the window cracked open just a little bit for circulation.
That is a great idea. I didn't even think about that. And like you said, if you get stuck in the snow every 10 minutes, clear the tailpipe. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't know. I forgot about the clearing the tailpipe, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good information. We remember several years ago, people got stranded east side of Colorado Springs. I remember that storm well because I got stuck in it too. Wow. Toby, we're up against the clock. Thank you again. Give that website one more time, please.
csready.org.
All right, good to see you, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 742 KRDO News Radio, part of the KRDO Network.